Pro-Life to the Max is produced and broadcast by WOMB 89.9 FM Catholic Radio in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ave Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Monica Siefker, your host for the program, so blessed and happy to be here with you today. Thanks for joining me. Well, we are less than 2 weeks away from the beginning of the most holy season of Lent. And that means we are less than 2 weeks away from the start of 40 Days for Life. Wednesday, March 2nd is Ash Wednesday, and the Bloomington 40 Days for Life campaign will begin that morning at 8 a.m. and will run through Palm Sunday, April 10th. As always, we will need lots of help to keep at least a 12-hour vigil of prayer going there at 421 South College Avenue for 40 consecutive days. Now, these prayer campaigns are very powerful. Nearly 21,000 lives have been saved from abortion since national campaigns began in 2007, and those are the ones that we know of. Nearly 230 abortion workers have experienced a conversion and quit the industry, and 114 abortion centers have closed where a 40 Days for Life campaign had been conducted. There's a lot of good fruit that comes from these intense prayer and fasting campaigns, and we encourage you to be a part of it all and to sign up for the upcoming Bloomington campaign by going to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington. You will be joining thousands of people all over the world who will be sacrificing and getting out of their comfort zones and going to pray in front of abortion centers during this holy season of Lent. And to help motivate us to get involved in this Lenten 2022 40 Days for Life campaign, we'll have Deacon Russ Woodard, the local campaign director, joining us on the phone right after we pray together. St. Maximilian Kolbe, patron of the pro-life movement, hear this prayer of supplication that we address to you with confidence. St. Maximilian, we honor your life that was guided by the unshakable faith in the mystery of the Incarnation. We admire your public witness for the sanctity of life and your ultimate sacrifice for the life of another when you offered yourself to save a fellow prisoner. We pray, please move the consciences of those contemplating abortion. Please move to repentance and healing the women and men who have chosen abortion over the gift of life. Please intercede for all the unborn children. Pray that their mothers will see, hear, and know that what they carry in their womb is a person, a special and unique gift from God, our Creator. Please comfort the women who suffer from post-abortion trauma and inspire them to seek spiritual and psychological help. Please sustain the courage and wisdom of the pro-life movement so that they may be peaceful witnesses to the sanctity of life. Please move the hearts of our lawmakers, judges, and fellow citizens so the scourge of abortion will no longer be the law of the land. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, Lent is almost upon us, and so is 40 Days for Life. On Ash Wednesday, March 2nd, until Palm Sunday, April 10th, Bloomington will be joining cities throughout the world in holding at least a 12-hour prayer vigil outside of an abortion facility for 40 consecutive days. These campaigns have been going on since 2007, and things just keep getting better as a result of them. In fact, the number of babies saved from abortion by these campaigns actually doubled between 2020 and 2021. That means there was double the joy, double the hugs, double the laughter, double the love, double the birthdays, and double the worth it. With God's grace, the goal is to set another record here in 2022 as we double down on our own efforts. Let's take a quick listen to the promotional video put out for the upcoming 40 Days for Life campaign.
Considering going out to the sidewalk for the first time may seem scary, but I can promise that it is one of the most rewarding things that you will ever do.
It is very effective at changing hearts and minds. So I think as long as we continue to focus on that mission at hand, we're going to continue to see more and more successes. Show them the babies. Show them the workers that have quit. Show them those stories. Ultimately, that's going to be probably what changes their heart the most.
Being part of saving a baby's life and the mother from a lifetime of pain and regret is unlike anything that I've ever done before. 40 Days for Life is a ministry of kindness and compassion and love.
We just heard from a couple of different campaign directors there in that promotional video. And right now, I've got our own local Bloomington coordinator on the line, Deacon Russ Woodard from Holy Trinity Parish in Edinburgh. Deacon Russ has been with us here on Pro Life to the Max several times before, and we're thrilled to have him on with us again today. Deacon Russ, welcome back, and thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk about 40 Days for Life and why we should get involved in this vital ministry.
Well, thank you, Monica. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So now, how many campaigns have you led here in Bloomington?
I think this is number 7.
Wow.
I won't swear to it, but
okay.
You know, you're only as good as your last effort, so I keep going.
Okay. So what is motivating you to keep heading these up, probably besides the fact that no one else has stepped forward to do it?
They tell me that, you know, directors should not be more than like a half hour away from the location.
But yeah.
Here I find myself about an hour. But,
yes.
You know, the last campaign, I thought maybe it would be my last one. I'd really like to find someone else to take it over.
So if anybody's listening right now, we invite you to, now's the opportunity. You're putting the call out, huh?
That's right. But, you know, so many people were thanking me after the last campaign, the fall campaign, just for doing it. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt that, you know, God said, you know, just continue on for now. This is part of my will for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I am again.
Okay. Well, we are so very grateful for your fine leadership. And we need to remember to keep you and all of the local campaign directors in our prayers, because that job that you have is no small task. So now I've already mentioned to our listeners the starting and ending dates for this next campaign, and which I'll say it again, Ash Wednesday, March 2nd, all the way through Palm Sunday, April 10th. Now, Deacon Russ, if I've done my math correctly, and I factor in the Thursday overnight vigils, then that means we've got 552 hours of prayer that need covered there outside of the Bloomington Planned Parenthood for this upcoming campaign. That's a lot of hours to cover, and that means we'll need a lot of help. So, Deacon Russ, help motivate us and tell us why we need to get involved.
Well, you know, this is an important year. We may finally see Roe versus Wade overturned, but we know that that's not the end of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a grassroots campaign, the 40 Days for Life. We want to end abortion in Bloomington. And
yes.
The only way we can do that is by showing up, by being out there praying, by offering assistance if that's needed. You know, we have our Sidewalk Counselors for Life there. They need prayer backup support as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to fill these hours. We need to have a minimum of 2 people there every hour that we're there. And so it's vitally important. You know, we have over 600 names on our email list for the Bloomington campaign. So if everyone just took 1 hour, we would have our whole schedule filled. Now,
There
are people that take multiple hours, so I'm very appreciative of that. And I recognize that not everyone that's on our email list can come out. Maybe they have a physical reason why they can't come out and pray. But there are many names that we have on our list that I never see. So we'd love to see some new faces out there.
Okay, very good. So tell us, what is expected of us, and what do we need to do if we do go there?
Well, if you go there, we want you to come and we want you to pray. Pray for an end to abortion, especially in Bloomington. pray for the mothers, especially those that maybe are feeling like they have no choice. I know the legislature in Indiana is working on a coercion bill to make sure that mothers aren't coerced into having abortions. But a lot of times they feel that they have no other choice. And so we want to make sure that they know they are loved. And we can simply do that by being there present and praying for them. And that's the main thing. You know, maybe someone one day might come and ask you a question, you know, why are you here? And just have a response ready for that, as St. Peter says, a response for knowing what it is, why we have hope.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Do we need to carry a sign? And also, are there prayer booklets available?
You don't have to carry a sign. We have signs available. We have devotional aids that are available. And so those are available, or you can just come and pray however you like. A lot of people pray the rosary, but there are others that just bring their Bible and pray from the Bible. Prayer can be anything you want it to be. And I encourage people, when they sign up, to come out. Bring a friend with them so you can pray together. We always want, like I said, at least two people out there. But we've had times when there's maybe 10 people out there praying. So whatever works. But if you bring a friend, then you know you have a prayer partner with you there right automatically.
Okay, good. And now just some other things, concerns people might have. Where can you park? Because, you know, it's parking is not very good in Bloomington. But where can you park? And then also, once you're there, where can you stand or walk?
Well, I encourage people to park on the street. There are meters there. You do have to, you know, pay for the parking there at the meters, but that's the best and safest place.
Okay, and they do take coins and credit cards, right?
Right, coins or credit cards, okay. Right. And so that's the best and safest place to park. We encourage people not to park. Obviously, you can't park in Planned Parenthood parking lot or any private parking lot.
Yeah, that's a good point to make, because I think some people have mistakenly done that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so we encourage you to do that. You can stand either on the sidewalk or closer to the street if you want. If you want to stand in the grass, that's fine. We never want to block the sidewalk or inhibit anyone's movement or anything like that. So we can walk on the sidewalk back and forth. There's also an alleyway between Planned Parenthood and the building to the south. The United Way building that we're allowed to be in. It's a public alleyway, so we're allowed to be there. So we can walk back and forth there as well. The important thing is we never block traffic of any kind.
Okay. Now, we were talking about the importance of physically being there to pray outside of an abortion center. So why is that important? That, I mean, it's great to pray at home. That's necessary to pray in church. But why is it also very important to have our physical presence there?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood manager, she told us that no-show rates go up to 75% when
Wow.
there are people outside praying outside of an abortion clinic. So that's one reason why it's important. Just because someone might think twice. They might be asking God, okay, God, if you don't want me to get this abortion, show me a sign. Mm-hmm. And those people there praying may very well be the sign. Monsignor Philip Riley and others say that being at the abortion clinic is being at the foot of Christ crucified on his cross.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that only the Apostle John, he was the only apostle that was there when Christ was being crucified. So we don't want to be like the other apostles who are scared. We want to be out there with the Apostle John, with Mary, Jesus' mother, and the other women who were there standing at the cross when Jesus was being crucified. And I think that's so important, just to show that, you know, we as Christians cannot be cowards. We have to be brave, even if that means persecution for us. And so people may call us names or yell at us for being there. But it's all the more important that we're there witnessing to the faith of our belief in Jesus Christ as being our Redeemer.
You know, those are some beautiful thoughts there, Deacon Russ. And I also want to bring up another spiritual aspect of it, too, and that is that abortion is based on the self-centered premise of my body, my choice. But the love of Christ impels us to the opposite. It says, this is my body given up for you. In fact, Romans 12:1 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. So I think involving our bodies in this prayer to end abortion by physically being present there, especially in inclement weather and by fasting and other mortifications, is a must. We're able to obtain so many graces for the conversion of souls. And I think this is evidenced in the fruit we see from these 40 Days for Life campaigns. If we've got women and men going in saying, this is my body and I will not give it up for you, then it's of the utmost importance that we're out there exclaiming just by our presence, this is my body and I give it up for you as a sacrifice for you to obtain graces for you. And I think that's just by our simple, quiet, silent presence there, that is helps so much and becomes a great prayer. And like I said, I think this is a large part of the reason why these campaigns are so very powerful, don't you think?
I do. You know, even if Planned Parenthood is not open, even if we're talking about the Thursday overnight or Sundays, they're never open. Things like that, it's still important for us to be there because people are passing by that place. You know, one person said to me one time, you know, I didn't even know they did abortions here at Planned Parenthood. Mm. So just our being there and, you know, someone might notice us. And we're not there to be noticed. We're there mm-hmm. to provide witness and prayer. But at the same time, it is a witness. I think of the martyrs in the early church who triumphantly went to their death. Now, we're not asking anyone to go to their death at Planned Parenthood, but we are asking you to be a martyr. A martyr means witness. We are asking you to be a witness to the sanctity of all human life, especially unborn life.
Yeah, and it might be a death to ourselves and our own comfort, right? That's how you could look at it, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical death. It could be a spiritual death to self, like, oh, I really don't want to do this, or I really don't have the time, or I've got more important things to do. Well, we can kind of put that death to ourselves and go out there and be, as you said, that martyr, that witness for the gospel of life. Now, you brought up the Thursday overnight vigil, and that's one of the more intense sacrifices that is made here in this campaign, which I'm just so thrilled and blessed that we have because I think it packs a powerful punch. So instead of ending at 8 p.m. like the rest of the campaign days do, the prayer vigil on Thursdays, every Thursday of the campaign, goes on from that 8 p.m. hour all night through 8 a.m. the next morning. So we've got some individuals making some big sacrifices to be up all night and pray. And that's because Thursdays are normally abortion day. Now, we've got other campaigns, especially in those larger cities, that keep a constant 24-hour prayer vigil for 40 days. So, and as you just said, it's important that we be there even when they are closed and when basically no one is around. Now, in Bloomington, as in all the larger cities, there are actually people that still see you and so again, you're providing that witness, and when the community sees people out there overnight, they tend to think we're serious about this, and it makes them think. Don't you agree?
Oh yes, very much so. And I've had interactions with people when Planned Parenthood wasn't open, and the same goes. I know of a baby that was saved up in Wisconsin. In the middle of the night because the woman had planned on coming for an abortion. Uh-huh. She saw people there in the middle of the night and stopped and asked what they were doing.
They
were able to direct her to help.
Wow. So, see, that's awesome. So, yeah, God is at work always, isn't he?
Well, yeah, we have to remember God is not inside time. So no matter when we're praying, God is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a witness and it's a sacrifice, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember that Jesus told us in John's gospel, no greater love is this than to lay down one's life for one's friend. So you know, if we can't lay down our lives for the unborn, I don't know who we can lay our lives down for.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just an inconvenience to us. Mm-hmm. But we're doing great work.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I know that people are maybe reticent about going to Planned Parenthood to pray is they're maybe afraid that they've got to reach out to the women going in. Do they need to do that? And just any other comments you have about that?
They don't need to do that. A lot of times we have Sidewalk Advocates for Life there reaching out to the women. But we certainly need people there praying, prayer partners for those folks. It never hurts to be prepared in case someone would ask you a question, you know, where is the Women's Care Center? Well, it's right next door to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. So if someone asks you, you can direct them there. You know, it just never hurts. You know, Steve Carlin and Sean Carney just wrote a book called What to Say When, and it helps prepare us in case we do get a question or in case, you know, we're at a family dinner one day, and someone says, well, I don't think, you know, this about abortion. And you can maybe, if you have the facts, you can help to persuade them differently. Mm-hmm. You know, St. Peter says, always be prepared to give someone an answer for why you have joy within you.
Yeah, and I think it's important
that we need to do.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we take that little extra effort to maybe educate ourselves. And it doesn't have to be anything, go to great lengths or anything, just a little bit and kind of, you know, maybe, like you said, you suggested that book. And there's plenty of information available on the internet as well. And it can just be little things. Also, just relying on the Holy Spirit. Let the words come from your heart and let love guide your tongue. And you can't go wrong. I mean, we love these moms and these babies. Even if you just look at a woman, I always tell people, just smile and say, can I help you? That's all sometimes you need to do. That's all that you need to do. Just love them with your smile, with your simple hello, pointing out that the Women's Care Center is just right next door. It really is simple.
It is. And, you know, with Texas and their heartbeat law, it's good to know that a baby's heart starts beating at 21 days.
There you go.
After mm-hmm. conception. So, mm-hmm. you know, just having that one little fact. People mm-hmm. do not realize that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And you say people don't realize that. Well, there's recent research is showing that nearly 80% of post-abortive women didn't even know about the help available to them. And many said that they would have chosen life if they had known. Now, that's a pretty impressive statistic. So, again, it's something as simple as just pointing out help is available right next door. Most of these women don't even know about it. So some good things there, Deacon Russ. Now, are we seeing any good fruit here in Bloomington as a result of these 40 Days for Life campaigns?
We are. You know, I've been going to Bloomington now for, I think, about 4.5 years. And when I first started going there, we were seeing abortions take place about every week. And we were seeing 25 to 30 abortions on every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're seeing abortions only about every other week. Sometimes they go more than 2 weeks mm-hmm. between abortions. And the numbers are lesser, probably more like 20 to 25 on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, every other Thursday or every third Thursday. So we definitely are seeing less abortion going on. And, you know, we know that sometimes one of our Sidewalk Advocates for Life will take a woman next door to the Women's Care Center, and they never return to Planned Parenthood. So we think that babies are being saved. We don't always have confirmation of that. We don't count it as a save unless the woman comes up to us and says, you know, I chose life. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to abort this baby. So we don't have confirmation in a lot of cases, but we do know that more and more women are going to the Women's Care Center. The Women's Care Center say they are seeing more and more women there. So, you know, people are realizing that there is help out there available. So we won't know for sure till we get to heaven, probably, but there's definitely fruit there.
Yeah, and just last year numbers, because we kind of keep a tally ourselves as we're there on Thursdays, We're going to have a record low number, thanks be to God, of unborn children killed. Now, we wish there were zero, but I mean, from about 5 or 6 years ago, the number of abortions there has been cut in half. That's truly phenomenal. I mean, so the Women's Care Center especially has a lot to do with that. So we are so thankful to God for that. Now, this year may be different. We don't know, but that's okay. We just keep doing what we know God wants us to do, and that's all that matters. Now, also, too, I think with employees, we're seeing a high turnover rate, too. So we see a lot less employees, and the turnover rate is pretty high there, too, as well. So some more good fruit coming from these campaigns as well. Now, Deacon Russ, as you mentioned, you come over to pray at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood, not only during the 40 Days for Life campaigns, but also faithfully every Thursday for several hours. So I guess you've kind of already covered this, but since you started coming over to pray, I guess, are you seeing changes and transformations taking place that give you hope?
Oh, yes. And, you know, every 40 Days for Life campaign, we see new faces. So that's encouraging. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more faces, but it's always great to see new faces. And even the people that are there, you can count on them day in, day out to be there. You know, we won't get any trophies for what we do in this life, at least in this life. But I have to think that one day when we get to heaven, the part that we've played toward bringing an end to abortion in Bloomington will certainly be something that we can be proud of when we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I'm more pro-life in the 4.5 years that I've been coming over there. So it just continues to increase. I continue to learn more about abortions and the process, and you know what gets doctors into it. I've been reading a book by Dr. I can't think of his name.
It's okay.
But just, you know, it's amazing. And the more we let people know that the truth about abortion, the more they're going to be turned against abortion.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, too. This is for our benefit as well, participating in these campaigns and being there. It's for our own sanctification, because we've got a lot of purging that needs to go on in our own lives, too, and I think these campaigns are a great benefit to the participants as well. So another good reason to participate. Deacon Russ Woodard from Holy Trinity Parish in Edinburgh, thank you so much for taking time today to be with us and for your inspirational words. And thank you for taking on the task of coordinating the Lenten 2022 Bloomington 40 Days for Life campaign again this time. God bless you for all you do for love of God and souls.
Well, thank you very much, Monica, for having me on, and thank you. I hope to see you and all the listeners out on the sidewalk.
Okay. Well, be sure to go to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington to schedule some hours of prayer time there at 421 South College Avenue. And if you've got any questions for Deacon Russ, his contact information can be found there as well. With God's grace, let's double down and give our all. Thanks so much for joining me. Until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with a desire to save lives and souls, to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
Thank you for listening to Pro-Life to the Max, a production of WOMB Catholic Radio. To learn more about this program and how you can help us to continue to produce and broadcast this content, visit us online at WOMBradio.com.